Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
We have a player down on the court. We'll try to get more information.
Johnson taken out on a stretcher and rushed to local Tallahassee Memorial Hospital.
Leading cardiologist says cluster of collapses in footballers likely to be just a coincidence. A terrible coincidence at that, but just a coincidence. Yes, just a coincidence.
One of their high school football players died.
17-year-old Everest Romney got his vaccine shot, and that is when doctors found out he had two blood clots inside his brain.
Doctors baffled after 16-year-old football player and wrestler suffers a stroke and blood clot in his brain. 17-year-old high school student dies suddenly after suffering critical medical emergency during flag football game. 16-year-old high school football player collapses and dies after suffering medical emergency during practice. Family and doctors are baffled by the sudden and unexplained death of a 16-year-old Stanford high school football player.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin in critical condition after collapsing on the field during the game. He was administered CPR before being taken away in an ambulance.
12-year-old Jason Kidd collapsed during warm-ups at basketball practice. He died a short time later.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice.
Isaiah Turner died yesterday following a, quote, sudden catastrophic medical event.
17-year-old Philip Lester Jr. collapsed while practicing football on Monday.
A 16-year-old student from West Catholic Preparatory High School collapsed while warming up for a scrimmage in Chester County.
Two young athletes, the latest to die suddenly. Prominent cardiologists tie alarming trend to COVID shots.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot.
So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we emphasize here, we emphasize what we already know with all the young athletes that have died from cardiac problems directly related to the COVID-19 vaccine. The number one side effect being heart problems like myocarditis. People that got the vaccine are having foot-long plus fiber clots pulled out of their body, something never before seen. We know all of this about the COVID-19 vaccine. They continue to promote it. We ask a legitimate question. Was a young NFL player's cardiac arrest on the football field due to his COVID-19 vaccination status, and the entire establishment freaks out and panics? Now, they wanted to know your vaccine status for you to go eat at a restaurant. They wanted to know your vaccine status to go to work. They wanted to know your vaccine status to go to a ball game. God forbid you want to know if DeMar Hamlin had received the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, in my opinion, I think that's his private business. And I don't want to become like the medical fascists that were fighting by saying, no, you tell me your vaccine status. I don't want to become like that. But fair is fair. And also, I'm the one that even gets a positive story in Raw Story, if you can believe that. Raw Story writing a positive piece on me, because I'm the one saying that the hit is what caused the cardiac event on the field, and the vaccine may have made a bad situation worse. We don't know. We may never know. I don't know Hamlin's vaccine status. I still believe that. I'm listening to Harrison Smith today. He disagrees. He's much more in consideration that the vaccine caused the thing. We're not a cult here. We disagree sometimes. I had a guest on yesterday, Tom Rentz. He disagrees with me. I'm listening to other people's coverage last night. They disagree. People think this is 100% the vaccine. I don't know Hamlin's vaccine status. I can't say that for sure. I saw a violent NFL hit with a direct force blunt trauma to the heart that can cause a cardiac event like that. Was it made worse by a vaccine? Could very possibly have been. Perhaps that's even likely. But we're not allowed to ask the question. We're not allowed to have the conversation. We can't have the debate. I think it's pretty human interest worthy.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in for Alex. And the conversation goes on. When it comes to the NFL player collapsing on the field, the debate is not going to go away. It's not going to disappear. But I think that it's a healthy thing for us to have the debate. But we also need to be careful, as the people telling the truth for so long, the people being vindicated on all of these issues, that we don't step into a trap or jump the shark on something before we know all the facts. And that's been my stance on this, and I remain in the belief that it was the hit that caused the cardiac event. If Hamlin was standing on the sideline, it wouldn't have happened. I'm quite frankly flabbergasted that people are still arguing otherwise. But it's right here. It's our own Harrison Smith, who I love. I was listening to Harrison Smith this morning. I listen to him every morning. I love Harrison Smith. He disagrees. A lot of his callers this morning disagreed. A lot of you listening probably disagree. Perfectly fine. It's okay to disagree. Iron sharpens iron. Let's have the discussion. Let's have the debate. I'm all for it. But yeah, I'm still completely of the belief that it was the hit that caused the event. And if Hamlin was standing on the sideline during that kickoff, wouldn't have happened. To believe otherwise to me is shocking. But people do. Okay, fine. But I'm also not so ignorant, realizing that some of the biggest side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine are myocarditis and blood clots. And that a COVID-19 vaccine causing myocarditis or a blood clot or a fiber clot could have made a bad situation worse, could have made a cardiac event worse or more likely in that situation. But I don't know that yet. Maybe we'll never know. But the fact that conversation is ongoing, I think, is a good thing. Except that a lot of people who may have been open-minded to hearing about the negative side effects from the vaccines, seeing this hit, an event being completely classified as a vaccine injury, is not helping the issue in my eyes. But we'll have that conversation today. Here's the important thing, I think, as that young man is still in critical condition. And to just say one more positive thing on the issue, as I said yesterday, this was a young NFL player who was on pace to become a Walter Payton Man of the Year award winner. That's the type of guy he was. That's quite an honor. That as he's been in critical condition on life support, last I checked, more than $6.5 million has been raised in his name to his charities. I mean, you want to talk about an impact. You want to talk about a guy who makes the world a better place? While he's on life support in critical condition, still making the world a better place. Wow. So we'll have that story today as well. But here's what's going on, guys. And actually what I do want in front of me is a live feed of the House vote like we had yesterday. Now, it was supposed to have started, I guess, 10 minutes ago, as it's 11:10 on the clock here central. It doesn't look like they've tallied the votes yet, but it looks like they're sitting down getting ready to do it. So we'll be watching this. This is going to be interesting to see. We have had some developments in the last, we'll say, 12 hours or since we've been on air here. Comments from Donald Trump, where he stands. Comments from some of the individuals that voted against McCarthy. Comments from some of the individuals that voted for McCarthy. And then, of course, the response from the establishment Republicans, from the mainstream conservative media. I was not shocked by it. It went exactly how I expected it to go. And if you were tuned in yesterday, you were warned how that's going to go. And so you were ready for that, and you didn't panic, and you didn't make a big fuss about it. And hopefully you didn't anyway. Because all the hemming and the hawing and the, oh, we can't get McCarthy. Oh, what have we done? Oh, this is a disaster. Give me a break. Like, McCarthy not becoming the Speaker of the House is the biggest problem we've had in D.C. in our lives. Ha! Ha ha! Oh, yeah, I'm going to be held hostage by the GOP intellectually. I'm going to be held hostage by the GOP politically, and they're going to say, we've got to get McCarthy in there. We can't get anything done. Oh, that's what's been, oh, geez, guys. Oh, that's all it was this whole time. I mean, 33 years me living in America, and it was just not Kevin McCarthy as the speaker that's been the problem. Man, if it was that easy, I mean, why didn't we do this years ago? My God. No, it's utter trash. It's utter garbage. What Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and others have done was political brilliance. And it was the perfect example we needed of how to break from the establishment and not look back. And that's how it should be. And I remember when Trump announced saying this is going to be 2016 all over again now. And isn't this the same thing? Remember Trump running in 2015, 2016? The entire establishment against him. The entire GOP against him. You heard the media and the Republicans saying all the same things. We can't have Trump. It'd be a disaster. No way. This is the worst. And then Trump, probably for you, is the best president of your lifetime. Certainly for me. So it's the same thing now. With Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and the rest of the Freedom Caucus and the Republicans that voted against McCarthy, which I have the list in front of me right here. Quickly, though, I've got a bunch of other news. The Twitter files from yesterday. This is huge. And there's a phenomenon happening, and I want to kind of take a deep breath myself as I'm getting hyped up, getting ready for this House vote. This is going to be exciting today. Let me just take a deep breath, because there's something weird I've noticed, and I get it. The world is becoming a stranger place, and people are opening their eyes and opening their minds, and it's just, we're starting to see the world for what it really is, and it's quite different than what we're told it is, and the worldview that's forced upon us. So things can get weird, and things can seem weird, but we have to realize that it's been like this for a long time, and we need to stay grounded in some sense of reality here, folks. I understand that reality seems stranger than fiction with most things now, as we live and we learn and we open our eyes and we open our minds. But I think the weirdness of it all is starting to catch up to people, and now it's like they're starting to believe things that are so ridiculous that I can't even explain it. And these are people I respect. These are people I love. These are smart people. So I'm gonna talk about that a little bit with some other stuff, but believe me, I get it. I've got a stack of weird news today. That's just, you just, it's like, how does this even go on? What is happening here? So we've got that, and I just got tons of news. It's going to be a loaded news broadcast. Hopefully we can get it, but we're going to be covering this speaker vote, which is going to be starting up shortly. Now, quickly, here are the 20 Republicans that I salute that voted against McCarthy yesterday in the final vote, with Byron Donalds from Florida being the one that switched, making it from 19 to 20 in the third vote. Andy Biggs, Arizona. Paul Gasar, Arizona. Eli Crane, Arizona. Lauren Boebert, Colorado. Matt Gates, Florida. Anna Paulina Luna, Florida. Byron Donalds, Florida. Chip Roy, Texas. Michael Cloud, Texas. Keith Self, Texas. Dan Bishop, North Carolina. Josh Brechin, Oklahoma. Andrew Clyde, Georgia. Bob Good, Virginia. Andy Harris, Maryland. Mary Miller, Illinois. Ralph Norman, South Carolina. Andy Ogles, Tennessee. Scott Perry, Pennsylvania. Matt Rosendell, Montana. There are your Republicans that voted against McCarthy. These are the winners from yesterday. These are, to me, the individuals that should be looked at for leadership roles in the Republican Party from now and into the future. These are the representatives we need to protect. They've broken from the GOP establishment, they've broken from the DC elites, and they've made it clear they're not looking back. No matter your threats, no matter your withholding of funds, no matter your lies and attacks, they've broken from the establishment, they're not looking back. This is what we need in our politicians.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fair in 2023? Whatever, we're doing it anyway. It's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in here. Now, folks, I gotta tell you, I'm watching this. You have Brian Gallagher, representative from North Carolina, up here stumping on the Capitol Hill for Kevin McCarthy, laying out the speech of why we need to do it again. He's been nominated again. They're about to take a fourth vote. And I'm just sitting here laughing, thinking how hilariously stupid this is, because why would he be up there stumping for McCarthy if they already knew they had the votes? It just doesn't make sense. They've been jockeying back and forth all last night, obviously. So they know, they should know if they have the votes or not, you'd think. So why is he up there stumping, trying to convince people to vote for McCarthy if they already have the votes? So that tells me they don't have the votes. No speech up there is going to get them the votes, and Kevin McCarthy is about to lose for a fourth time. That's the old platinum sombrero in baseball. You strike out four times in a game, you get the old platinum sombrero. You don't want to wear the golden sombrero, that's three. But the platinum sombrero, McCarthy's going to go for it. So this is so odd. If this goes how I expect it to go here, and I kind of always assumed McCarthy would be able to shoehorn his way in. But I guess I kind of fell for the fake news saying, oh, there's only like maybe five Republicans that are going to vote against him. It's not going to be a problem. And I know how the swamp works, so maybe I even kind of fell for the fake news. But I don't see, in this list of 20 people, I don't see who flips their vote today. Now, let me just stop right there because I need to do this. Because we need to pay bills around here, and when Alex is not in, the money coming in goes way down, and that's a problem. So I need to make up for that. I should be plugging every segment, but the news is so important, I can't take myself away from it, and I get it. That's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear me talk about all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. You already know about it. You already probably shop there. But if you don't, if you haven't, please, do not take this transmission for granted. Do not take this crew for granted. Do not take the writers and everybody here at InfoWars and Bandout Video for granted. Because you've seen the attacks against us. You've seen the censorship. You know they want to shut down. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be like these Republicans. We've already broke from the establishment. We're never looking back. In fact, we didn't even have to break. We were never even connected. And so that's why they come after us so hard. We make it easy to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality supplements at the lowest price. That's the nexus that we reach for. And with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, we've done it, folks. We have done it. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I suggest you do the same because you're going to get over 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and so much more. The flavor's great as well. Ditch the toxic processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup drinks in your fridge. If your kids were like me, they probably liked those. I was a big Dr. Pepper fan as a kid. Can't deny it. If there was Dr. Pepper in the fridge, I was going to find a way to drink it, even if my mom didn't want me to. So just don't even have it in the fridge. Get a nice ice-cold pitcher of Vitamin Mineral Fusion in there, and everybody will love it. The flavor is great. I mix it with juice. You'll love it as well. So, 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. It's selling out fast, but you can still get it today. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, the new InfoWars Platinum line that I mentioned yesterday, three products in there. One of them has already sold out. So this is very popular. It's selling off the shelves, the new InfoWars Platinum line. Check that out at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And remember, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Now, the crew has Chip Roy paused on the screen here. I'm guessing that's because he was popping off, guys. Am I about to get some epic Chip Roy here? Okay. So let me just say this. I like what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing, and I've got some of these video clips today, too. I still like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't really understand her decision to stick with Kevin McCarthy. I mean, she's kind of explained it, but I don't agree with it. But I like what she's doing. I don't mind the fighting, if you want to call it that, inside the Republican Party. I think it's healthy. And I don't mind her saying, well, look at what Matt Gaetz did when he voted for Paul Ryan, and look at what Chip Roy did when he didn't vote to stop the January 6th committee. I think that's good, too. I think that's good, too. But I like Chip Roy. I like what he's doing here. I like Matt Gaetz. I like what he's doing here. When he voted for Paul Ryan, did he make a mistake? Absolutely. Maybe he realizes that. He doesn't want to do it again. When Chip Roy didn't vote to stop the January 6th commission, maybe he made a mistake. Maybe he made a conscious decision. I disagree with it. But what he's doing here is great. So, but good for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Call out their voting record. This is healthy. This is what we need. This is how we stay informed. This is how we stay aware. This is how we know who to get in office and who to keep out of power. So this is a good and a healthy process. Don't buy into the panic. Don't buy into the hem-hawing that you're seeing on Fox News and all the other conservative mainstream press and everything else. Don't buy into it. This is a healthy thing. This is a good thing. They're mad because they're losing power. And that's the one thing before I'll go to Chip Roy here. This is the phenomenon that's happening. Kevin McCarthy never had the votes, folks. There should have never been one vote for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker. He never had the votes. And yet when he was asked, in fact, guys, did you get that quote I sent you? I've got so much stuff here, I may have lost it. Where a journalist asked Kevin McCarthy on December 22nd, he said, Matt Gaetz says you don't have the votes. What do you say? And he basically called Matt Gaetz a liar and said, we'll see who has the votes. Well, I guess you're the liar then, Kevin McCarthy. But I don't even think that's it. These people have had power for so long. They've been able to dictate your will for so long. They have been operating from a top-down system of power for so long that they can't even believe it. McCarthy was genuinely in denial that he didn't have the votes. He thought, I've got the whole GOP. I've got all the big donors. I've got Fox News. I'm in. No, you're not. No, we the people are not Fox News. We the people are not the GOP. We the people are not the GOP donors. We are in control now. We're taking the country back. We've had enough. We've been abused. We've been terrorized. We've been mistreated. We've had our founding documents ripped up and shoved in our face like it's a joke. We've had our schools attacked, our children's attacked, our religions attacked, our free speech attacked. We're done with you. You're done. We don't care what Fox News says. We don't care what the GOP says. We don't care what the donors want. We're done. We've broken from the establishment. You've screwed us long enough, and we're never looking back. And that's their arrogance, as McCarthy just says, well, I have the votes. You never had the votes. There should have never been a House vote for Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker. He never had the votes. They did it anyway. Same thing with Fox News on a lot of their shows yesterday. Oh, they can't believe it. How could McCarthy not get in? Oh, the traitors. All these big donors coming out and calling them traitors and enemies, like Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert. They haven't realized it yet. They haven't accepted it yet. You're out. We're done with you. You suck. You put us in this position. How can the country get any worse? 5 million illegal immigrants under Joe Biden. What are we in? $50 trillion debt? I don't even know. 100 billion, bajillion, quadrillion debt? It doesn't even matter. $150 billion to Ukraine. Roads falling apart. Cities going to complete violence. Medical tyranny. Medical fascism. Censorship of free speech. Taking our Second Amendment. And then they sit here and they're like, what is going on? Why won't they do what we say? Why won't they do what we demand? We're done with you. I think this fourth vote for Kevin McCarthy is going to go hilariously.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists. And I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation. Big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, folks, the House vote for Speaker is moments away. Chip Roy is just delivering an incredible speech right now. He nominated Byron Donalds to be the next Speaker of the House. It's just so beautiful what's going on, and he said all the right things. But let me just try to catch up here. Where is Kevin McCarthy going to get the votes he needs? Okay, here's the 20 Republicans that voted against McCarthy. I think he'd need 10 to flip to get the nomination. Okay, maybe he could get Biggs, Andy Biggs from Arizona. Could he get Paul Gosar? I don't think so. I don't think he's going to get Gosar. Maybe Eli Crane. He's not going to get Boebert. He's not going to get Gates. He's not going to get Luna. He's not going to get Donalds. He's not going to get Roy. Maybe Michael Cloud. But, again, these maybes, I don't know. Keyself, maybe. Dan Bishop, no. Josh Brechin, maybe. Andrew Clyde, maybe. Bob Good, no. Andy Harris, maybe. Mary Miller, maybe. Ralph Norman, no. Andy Ogles, maybe. Scott Perry, no. Matt Rosendale, maybe. So, I mean, that's a split right there. Woo!
I mean, this is going to be right down to the wire. This is going to be right down to the wire. And that's assuming that these guys are going to switch. I'm confident in the ones not switching. The ones that may switch, I'm just not confident that they wouldn't. So I put them as switching. I don't think McCarthy has the votes today, folks. I think this is about to be an 0-for-4 sweep. Here's what Scott Perry said this morning. What will happen at noon? All I know for sure is I won't back down. It's time to end the status quo. Everything I'm hearing from the anti-McCarthy Republicans in the House is exactly what I want to be hearing. Everything I heard from Chip Roy nominating Byron Donalds is exactly what I wanted to hear. It was a great speech. I'd play it, but I just need to catch up. And guys, put me live on the screen if we aren't now, too, of the vote. Thank you. Continuing. Matt Gaetz, if you want to drain the swamp, you cannot put the biggest alligator in charge of the exercise. That's Kevin McCarthy. Agreed. The votes are now coming in, folks. And let's just put this up on the screen, guys, so people can see these votes coming in live time. We can just do like a screen and screen as I'm talking here. And then Matt Gaetz sent this letter to the architect of the Capitol attempting to evict squatter Kevin McCarthy from the Speaker's office. Imagine, McCarthy never had the votes. He told all the media he had the votes and that Matt Gaetz was lying. Turns out he was wrong. And then he moves into the Speaker's office. He never even had the votes. And so Matt Gaetz asks the architect of the Capitol to evict the squatter, quote, squatter, from the Speaker's office. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful. And this is what we're trying to avoid right here. Mitch McConnell becomes longest-serving party leader in Senate history. This is what we're trying to avoid. Mitch McConnell looks at himself in the mirror, and what does he see? Kevin McCarthy. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Donald Trump was silent all day yesterday. Breaks his silence this morning. Now, remember, he did come out and supported Kevin McCarthy a month or so ago. He'd been silent since. He makes this statement today. Some really good conversations took place last night. And it's now time for all of our great Republican House members to vote for Kevin. Close the deal. Take the victory. And watch crazy Nancy Pelosi fly back home to a very broken California. The only speaker in U.S. history to have lost the House twice. Republicans, do not turn a great triumph into a giant embarrassing defeat. It's time to celebrate. You deserve it. Kevin McCarthy will do a good job and maybe even a great job. Just watch. Sorry, Donald. No. Boy, oh boy, the steam, the turbo boost, the momentum that Trump had after he announced has all gone away. I mean, yikes, it's not sputtering, it is coming down fast. And I've already said, I support Donald Trump, I support his run. I'll even be honest to the point where I want the Trump revenge tour. Like, I won't mince my words. I want the Trump revenge tour. Absolutely, I want the Trump revenge tour. But, man, he has really turned into almost a Republican hack. It's just, this is just not, I mean, with the vaccines and now with this, I mean, it's like he has no pulse on his own voters. It's like he has no pulse on his own base. But so here you go. Here's the conservative establishment and the media going into panic mode that they don't dictate Republican policy and they don't dictate Republican power from the top down like they have our whole lives. We're taking it back. And thank God for the 20 Republicans that are helping us in this endeavor that are not confirming McCarthy. Anti-Trump uniparty leader Karl Rove suffers meltdown after McCarthy fails to secure speakership. Yeah, Karl, you have no influence anymore.
The five hosts wreck rogue Republicans. They make the squad look positively reasonable. Aw. Fox News and Karl Rove can't tell conservatives? Can't tell conservatives how to vote and how to think anymore? Fox hosts come unglued after Rhino McCarthy is rejected three times for speaker. I think about to be four. I think the only chance he has is if five Democrats vote for him. And maybe he has it, but I don't think so. Republican Jewish coalition head slams GOP infidels voting against Kevin McCarthy, threatens consequences. Ooh, you're not going to get any of our money, which we didn't already give you anyway.
Ooh.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine that. A politician that gets elected and then wants to do their job. Wow. A politician that gets elected isn't thinking about the next election and how they can raise the most money to be reelected, but a politician that gets elected and then wants to do their job that they were elected to do. And the donor class says, you better not. You do what we tell you to do, or else. Not anymore, Jack. Oh, Kevin McCarthy's roommate, Frank Luntz, seen with McCarthy at the Capitol today. Well, Frank Luntz is hanging around. Nice. Frank Luntz and the old turd blossom. Karl Rove. So, I'm mostly caught up here. Let me see if there's any clips I just want to play quickly. Yeah, even Newt Gingrich is coming out. Listen to Newt Gingrich last night on Fox News in clip 15. This was disheartening.
The conference understands this is a core decision. Do the 202 win or do the 20 win? And in a free society, you cannot, just as you can't give in to terrorists and you can't give in to hostage takers, you can't allow them to take the conference hostage and win. I hope that in a conference tomorrow morning, when people have had a good night.
Who was the one that was using the hostage situation comparison? That was me yesterday. And now Newt Gingrich wants to flip that? Oh, I see. The 20 Republicans versus the entire GOP establishment, the entire conservative mainstream news, and all the big donor class, they're the ones holding us all hostage. I see. They're the ones holding us hostage. Yeah. No, it's not the donor class saying, you better do this or else. It's not Fox News host saying, you better do this or else. It's not Dan Crenshaw saying we're enemies now. No, it's not them threatening us and holding us hostage. Oh, no. Very disheartening from Newt Gingrich. Comes so far, or so quickly from what he's been doing since Trump announced, which has been mostly good, and I've always liked Newt Gingrich, but this is just... And then they just fully get caught up here as the vote is ongoing. Matt Gaetz again calling out McCarthy, saying this is why we can't have him. I got the clip, I just don't have the time. Dan Crenshaw saying, anybody blocking McCarthy, you're the enemy now. Jim Jordan saying that I don't want to be House Speaker, please don't nominate me. Marjorie Taylor Greene calling out voting records of Matt Gaetz, Scott Perry, Chip Roy, and everything else, saying to vote McCarthy. By the way, I like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I disagree with her on McCarthy, but I like what she's doing. Yeah, make people think about their voting record. Make people think hard about the decisions. Hold them to task on that. So we're basically all caught up for all intents and purposes. We're going to continue to monitor this vote. I think Kevin McCarthy's about to go 0-4. I think he's about to get the platinum sombrero, folks.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The golden sombrero is 4 strikeouts in a game. The platinum sombrero is 5. And the reason why I correct myself is because Kevin McCarthy is about to be wearing the golden sombrero. And there's another beautiful thing happening, which I don't like this. I wish this wasn't the case, but it's kind of good news. Folks, this political movement, whatever you want to call it, the Great Awakening, the Great Renaissance, America First, you know, common sense, us just paying attention, it's now officially outgrown Donald Trump. It's now officially become bigger than Donald Trump. And it's not that we broke from Trump. Trump kind of broke from us in different ways. Maybe smaller ways that we could forgive while he was in office and try to understand the spending bills, the debt, and some other such stuff. But then with the vaccine, it was like, well, with some of the inaction, it was like, I don't know. And now with this McCarthy thing, it's kind of like strike three. You're out? But you know what? You hate to see that. Trump was a great and is a great fighter for America. But I think the thing we're seeing now, the phenomenon is that this America First, Great Awakening, Great Renaissance, taking our country back from the corrupt corporate DC interests, has now officially gotten bigger than Donald Trump. And it's to a point where I guess we really just don't even need him. But there it is. I mean, I wasn't going to get ahead of it, folks, but I think there it is. I think Kevin McCarthy, there we got a nice, big, beautiful golden sombrero. Okay, let me tell you, Kevin, I supported you. I tried my best. But the same paint that we put on the Trump jet, you've seen the jumbo jet with my name on it. It's big, it's beautiful, it's gold. And now we have the same color scheme for a nice sombrero for you, Kevin, okay? You've embarrassed me enough, Kevin. Kevin, I have to move on from you now. You're not like Kevin McAllister. You're Kevin McCarthy, okay? Kevin McAllister, we love. Met him. Nice young man. Kevin McCarthy, golden sombrero, loser, okay? We're going to give... Now I'm a little embarrassed. I shouldn't have put my support behind such a loser. Four-time loser, Kevin McCarthy, with a big, beautiful golden sombrero. You went 0-for-4, Kevin. That's a golden sombrero now. Okay? I'm embarrassed, and I need to think about maybe throwing my support behind the great Byron Donalds right here in Florida. Okay? McCarthy, you've embarrassed me. Here's a nice, big, beautiful golden sombrero. Yeah, I think it's official, folks. The golden sombrero to be placed upon Kevin McCarthy's head. This would be so beautiful. It could be a Matt Gaetz staffer or something. Somebody needs to go find a sombrero, spray paint that sucker gold, and put it on Kevin McCarthy's door in his office. Or put it in front of the speaker office, which he's squatting in right now. Somebody, please. This is too beautiful. This is too much fun for the country. This is how you get people on board. This is how you get people interested. This is how you get people activated. I'm telling you, political genius. Political genius for Matt Gaetz. It's such a great thing to watch. But aside from the political brilliance of the move, the thing that's really encouraging is the breaking from the establishment and the not looking back. That's what is really the beautiful thing about this. But please, if anybody working in the Capitol today, a Matt Gaetz staffer or a Boulder staffer or something, you guys are about to get a nice big raise, so why don't you work for that? Go get a sombrero, spray paint that sucker gold, and put it on Kevin McCarthy's doorknob to his office or put it on his door. I mean, it's just so beautiful. He's going to get the golden sombrero. Guys, I wish, I'm telling you, I may have to, I'll come find it in the break, but I'm telling you, Kevin McCarthy was telling journalists and reporters. Kevin McCarthy was telling journalists and reporters that he had the votes. He was telling them this since November. He never had the votes. He never had the votes. Did he even try? Like, did he even try to count? Can he not do math? I mean, is he just lying? He never had the votes. He was walking around the Capitol in November and December, telling reporters he had the votes. He never had the votes. And he's about to wear the golden sombrero. So, but see, even though I'm happy with this, it just shows you how ludicrous our politicians are, that they just think they can do whatever they want. How do you do this four times? How do you do this four times? It should have never even happened once. I mean, that right there alone shows you why Kevin McCarthy shouldn't be the speaker. He shouldn't have lost one vote. He's lost four. This is like if I'm trying to get into a crawl space or something, or there's this thing in St. Louis called the City Museum, and they have all these different, like, crawl spaces. It's this big thing. Kids love to crawl through it and play games in it. It's pretty cool. I remember it as a kid. But this is like me trying to go into that now as an adult and not being able to squeeze through a tree that you can climb into, and I have to get helped out, and then I try to squeeze into it again, and then I have to get pulled out, and then I go in for a third time. And by then, people would probably be saying, okay, what's wrong with this guy? He knows he can't fit in there. Why did he try to go in? And then I go in for the fourth time. Now you're just insane. Now you just need to be committed.
The golden sombrero is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, Florida is where woke goes to die. Governor Ron DeSantis sworn in for second term. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis is just soaring above it all like an eagle, like a hawk. Just soaring, just flying, not even being distracted by it, not even looking down at it. Very impressive from Ron DeSantis. I'm very impressed by Ron DeSantis. I'm not worried about this. Oh, look, he liked Bush 10 years ago. Give me a break. Ron DeSantis, I like it. Just soaring above all of it like a golden hawk. Not even distracted, not even bothered, not even, no, just doing his thing. Florida, where woke goes to die. So there's that going on. So this is an interesting thing to witness. I think it's a positive thing. I think if you're Kevin McCarthy, you're embarrassed. I think if you're the mainstream establishment conservative media, you're embarrassed. If you're the GOP establishment, the Republican donor class, you're embarrassed. If you're Kevin McCarthy, you're embarrassed. But you should be. You thought you could beat We the People. You thought you could tell us what to think, what to do, how to decide our politics and our policies. You've done nothing for us, and we're done with you, and we're not looking back, and we finally have some representation in the House that feels the same way. So I see it all as a good thing. The vote is ongoing, folks. We will probably have a final tally by the next 10 or 20 minutes here. It's going to be right down to it, but I don't think he's going to have the vote. So unless there's a Democrat or two that votes for McCarthy, I don't think he's going to get the votes here. And so now you have a golden sombrero wearing Kevin McCarthy. If he doesn't renounce or if he doesn't remove himself and say, I'm not going to do this anymore, then he's just a total embarrassment and the exact swamp alligator that Matt Gaetz warned us about. But so how can any Republican keep doing this fuel exercise? How can any Republican keep engaging in this insanity? Don't even tell me McCarthy will go for the platinum sombrero. We'll have it all for you right here on the Alex Jones Show if he does. First hour in the books. What an exciting hour it was. I'm telling you, I'm excited. We're not acting up here, folks. This is a great thing to see. Finally, we have some breaking from the establishment with these House Republicans. And here's the thing, too, folks. You got to understand, there have been good people in the Republican Party before. There have been good people in the House before, but they've always been too afraid or too threatened or too connected or whatever to make this break from the establishment and not look back. We finally have it now. We finally have it now, and we're about to see just how concrete and just how dug in it is. But I think it's gonna spur a new movement for other Republicans to say, boy, you know, I bought into this whole McCarthy thing, and it was not what I was told it was. Maybe these guys over here got the right idea. All right, hour one in the book. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com, buying the great supplements that keeps us on the air.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.